I think that's what I'd say, probably. Sunset. Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever said sundown.
We don't always agree on the way we express things.
Yeah. Well, that keeps life interesting. Friday was... today, Saturday is today, Friday was...
yesterday.
Now, you've used one of these, and I don't recall which. If we're telling time, let's say from last Sunday, we go back 1 week, we'd say that was...
last week.
Well, how about the day?
Last Sunday.
Well, how about the one a week beyond that?
Sunday a week ago.
Sunday a week ago?
Mm-hmm.
I think you said a week ago Sunday before. That's all right.
Well, they use either one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, let's tell... I was just wondering if it's that one or the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Let's tell time from the Sunday that's coming. Let's go a week in advance of that. A week beyond. That would be...
a week from next Sunday.
Uh-huh. Any special term for a period of 2 weeks? Let's see. I was saying that Saturday is today, Sunday is...
tomorrow.
And 1960 was last year, 1961 is...
this year.
A boy who had his birthday on this day 1 year ago was 2 years old. So today he would be...
3 years old.
Mm-hmm. What is the traditional retirement gift for someone who's worked for a company?
A wristwatch.
Any special color?
Gold.
In telling time, what time would you say this is?
7:30.
Would you say anything else?
7:30.
Mm-hmm. And looks like one of Salvador Dali's clocks, doesn't it? What time would you say this is?
You can either say 15 till 11 or 10:45.
What I was interested in there is whether you said 15 till or 15 to or 15 of.
Hmm.
Now these have regional distributions. I think I'm an of man myself. 15 minutes of or 15 minutes to.
I'm always till.
Yeah, that's quite common. In, well, I shouldn't say because I don't exactly recall just exactly.
Well, which is correct? Which is correct? Just any. Yeah.
Just depends on where you live.
Local color.
Oh, we were talking about this boy who's 3 years old today. We'd say he was 2 years old just exactly...
a year ago.
Uh-huh. And today, if you're talking about the weather, you'd say this is a...
windy day.
Yeah.
Summer day.
Someone would say, is it an unpleasant day? You might say, no, it's a...
agreeable day.
Mm-hmm. If we've had a period of bad weather and there have been clouds and or rain squalls, and then these start to disappear, you say the weather is...
clearing up.
Mm-hmm. If we've had one kind of weather and we're about to have another type, we say the weather is...
going to change.
Uh-huh. And if the sky has been fairly clear and then clouds begin to appear, we say it's...
clouding up.
Mm-hmm. And the clouds are...
forming.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard that clabbering? It's beginning to clabber up?
Beginning to clabber up.
Mm-hmm. I heard that a couple of weeks ago. First time. Heard it right in Stillwater. Made me so mad.
What old farmer gotten loose?
No, this is a man that I've known for about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first time he said clabbered up.
Maybe you took the boy out of the country, but not the country out of the boy.
That's quite common around here.
It's clabbered up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this surprised me. Any special terms for a brief heavy rain? You read about this one.